How many times do I love thee, dear? Tell me how many thoughts there be in the atmosphere of a new fallen year, whose white and sable hours appear the latest flake of eternity. So many times do I love thee, dear. How many times do I love again? Tell me how many beads there are in a silver chain of evening rain, unraveled from the tumbling mane, and threading through the eye of a yellow star. So many times do I love again.
Each night to review them, you seem to be just a dream's length from me. Something sentimental, a photograph or two, every note you wrote me, all sad with love from you. Hours we've embraced it, I've tenderly placed in one corner of my heart. My souvenirs of love surround me. They make me feel your faith. Father, the those of my own cheer, hurting almost gentle,
sea winds pierced our solitudes. I found the fresh rhodora in the woods, spreading its leafless blooms in a damp nook to please the desert and the sluggish brook. The purple petals fallen in the pool made the black water with their beauty gay. Here might the redbird come his plumes to cool and court the flower that cheapens his array. Rhodora, if the sages ask thee why this charm is wasted on the earth and sky, tell them, dear, that if eyes were made for seeing, then beauty is its own excuse for being. Why thou wert there, O rival of the rose, I never thought to ask, I never knew. But in my simple ignorance, suppose the selfsame power that brought me there brought you. Life is too short, dear love, for unkind feeling, too short for harsh reproach or bitter tone. For us should be but gentle words alone. If I have wronged you, dear, here let me, kneeling low at your side in penitence appealing, seek pardon for a fault I had not known, save that my love for you so strong had grown, it passed the bounds of reason's wise concealing. Dear love, by all our past of untold gladness, by every loving word and fond caress which filled our lives with such sweet happiness, forgive, forget that one brief hour of madness. Then may you know the highest joy of living, the godlike peace, the sweetness of forgiving. Thank you. so lovely held in the arms of sleep. For here is beauty born in the healthful, restful relaxation of sound slumber. And sleep comes easily on Southern Cross slumber products. Gentle, all-over support lifts up the sleeping body. Tired muscles relax and nerves lose their tension. The weariness of the day disappears. And truly, better rest means a lovelier you. Healthful sleep adds a new spring to your step, new sparkle in your eyes. Beautiful dreamer, peacefully sleep on Southern Cross. Won't you ask about the Southern Cross mattresses and springs soon? When you feel a yawn coming on, think of Southern Cross. Down the valley of a thousand yesterdays flow the bright waters of Moon River. On and down, forever flowing, forever waiting to carry you down to the land of forgetfulness, to the kingdom of sleep, to the realm of Moon River. A lazy stream of dreams where vain desires forget themselves in the loveliness of sleep. Moon River, enchanted white ribbon, twined in the hair of night, where nothing is but sleep. Dream on, sleep on. Care will not seek for thee. Float on, drift on, Moon River, to the sea. Tonight's poems were Song by Thomas Lovell Beddoes, The Rhodora by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Penitence by Jenny Porter Arnold.